Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the EFAD Film Literacy Seminar, and I'm joined by Paul Gerhardt, who's the Director of Education at the BFI. Thanks very much for joining us.
I'm going to start off with a very broad question, but a very significant one nonetheless. What is the importance of film literacy for a young audience nowadays?
Well, we start from the position that young people are watching and using and exploring moving images all the time. From their very first steps, they see television, they look at material on their iPad, and when they're 4 or 5, they take their first trip to the cinema. It is part of their life. So the importance of film literacy is the same as the importance of reading literacy. You've got to have the skills to discriminate, to work out what it means, to be able to describe it to others, to be able to pre-see it, to be able to understand how it's made, just as we would expect anybody to know in terms of books.
Although it must be said, it seems like a hard fight. For some reason, for film in particular, it's just really hard to promote it as being necessary to the culture of today's generation and future generations.
Yeah, I think there are two good reasons for that. One is that one of the problems for film is that it's very popular. So it's identified by teachers or by parents purely as an entertainment medium, when it's actually more than that. It's a way of two people communicating with each other. So that's the first reason. And the other reason is that parents are very anxious about the amount of screen time that their kids spend anyway. So anything that increases that appears to them to be in the wrong direction. So unfortunately, we're working in an environment where there is seen to be a choice. Either you read or you watch screens. And of course, in reality, what we do is a mixture of both. But through the eyes of a parent or a teacher, if you're watching a screen, you're not reading a book. And that's what they get very anxious about. And that's why it's an uphill struggle.
Although we have to say it's the most important art of the... It was the most important art of the 20th century, and it arguably still is the most important art today.
Well, the difference between the 20th century and today is that the means of production of making moving images was very expensive. The barriers were very high. You had to have a lot of skills, a lot of equipment. Today, all of those barriers have fallen away. So if we wanted to conduct this interview through YouTube, that's not a problem. And it's become a democratized medium rather than a medium in the hands of a few people who have the resources.
Right. That's an interesting point. So let's talk about the BFI's involvement in promoting film literacy and film education.
So we have a 5-year plan overall for the BFI, and film education and developing audiences is our number one priority in that. So what we've done is that because the BFI is a lottery distributor, we made a very large, significant award to a new organisation, and that's Into Film, to develop film education in all schools across the UK. So they have a really big overall task, and they do that through developing film clubs. They do that through working with teachers. They do that through creating resources that teachers and students use, and they do it through working with young people in making film as well. So that's one thing we do. Second thing we do is that covering the whole of 2.5 million young people in the UK, we also focus on finding the talented ones, the ones who are very keen on film. And we seek out talented young people between the ages of 16 to 19 before they've made their choices about training or college or whatever it is. And if they're very keen on film, we give them the insights and the experience to decide if they want to take this further. So, for instance, they might think, I want to become involved in film because I want to be a famous director. So what we point out to them is, you don't have to be a famous director. You can be a brilliant film editor. You can be a sound recordist. You can be an animator. You can be, there are all these career choices open to you. here are opportunities to try them. So we do that for about 900 talented young people every year.
Wow.
And then we track their progress. So we look at what courses they go on to do, and we help them to get a foothold in the industry as well. And over time, we hope that these talented young people will be the great filmmakers of the future.
See, that's amazing, because sometimes, a lot of the times, people forget that this is a collaborative sort of industry. It's not about the individual, you know, unlike other art forms most of the time.
Well, there's a very famous saying, and I believe it's attributed to Orson Welles. So what he said: if you want a painting, you just need an artist. If you want a poem, you need a poet. If you want a novel, you need a writer. If you want a film, you need an army.
Mm. See, there you go. And Orson Welles, you know, never fails to inspire me.
Absolutely.
But nevertheless, let's talk about the challenges that the BFI has encountered throughout the years.
Yes. Well, the challenges for the BFI is that it's had to it has to be the spokesman, the lead body for every aspect of film.
Yeah.
So we are responsible for funding new film and funded talented directors. We're responsible for running the London Film Festival. We're responsible for exhibition of films and running the whole program at the South Bank, so where you can see classic films all the time. We're responsible for developing the iPlayer, BFI Player, which helps people see the same films at home right across the UK. And on top of all that, we're responsible for the archiving and the collection of films. So we hold the UK's film archives. And you cannot tell the story of film in Britain without using the BFI's archives. So we have everything, all the way from new film to the conservation of films that date from the Victorian era. So it's over 100 years of film.
Well, so we should say that today a very important seminar took place, and we were happy enough to join you the first time, actually, I should also specify. And, you know, being involved in also this sort of networking and this brainstorming of how to actually promote film literacy, what kind of an atmosphere do you kind of see? And is there really hope for the future? You know, will the credibility of film actually be taken in consideration by different systems and governments and nations and countries?
Well, I don't have any doubts at all about the future, because I think that the people or the figures in authority who might be resistant to the use of moving image are not going to be around forever.
Woohoo.
Whereas the young people for whom film is one of the ways they express themselves and they communicate with others, they're going to be they're going to be with us for a long time yet. So it really is about... It's not about the indiscriminate use of moving image or film. It's about developing the skills to use it in the same quality approach that we would recommend in what you read, the newspapers you read, or the magazines you read, or anything else you do in your life. It's being able to have those skills to discriminate and to appreciate quality.
And to open up new worlds and nurture the talents for future generations.
Completely. And there is a good argument that in many ways now moving image defines who we are. So it's one of the ways that we see ourselves represented in the world. We identify with figures on screen. And I think that remains very strongly the case. And where we don't find ourselves represented, we have the urge to make films where we are represented.
Yes.
You know, so it's become the means by which you can affect other people and the way they see you.
I totally agree. And it was a pleasure talking to you about it. Thanks very much. And
thank
this
you.
Is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.